This is Warrior Sound Live.
Here comes Curry. Step back off the dribble three. Are you kidding me?
Here's Lawrence Scott.
Thanks for joining us. This Warrior Sound Flashback episode, putting the spotlight on Warriors Archive, Making of a Champion, presented by Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, and the series of games streaming on Facebook featuring memorable Stephen Curry performances from Monday, May 18th through Friday, the 22nd. Five nights of games available to all fans in the Bay Area at facebook.com/warriors. Each night at 7 p.m. Pacific. And Monday, it's Steph's first triple-double from February of 2010 with the Warriors hosting the Clippers. And in game 51 of his rookie season, Curry became the first Warriors rookie to record a triple-double since Chris Webber in December of 1993. Steph's 36 points, 13 assists, and 10 rebounds, fueling a 30-point win over the Clippers, as Bob Fitzgerald and Jim Barnett had the call that night.
Boy, they are moving the ball. Curry again! Another one! Five threes in the first quarter! That one ricocheted off the back of Kamen's head. Steph Curry with a reverse! He went right by Baron Davis and laid it up and in.
And it was a rebound just before the final buzzer that settled it.
Will, rebound to Curry! He got the triple-double! He did it! And his teammates knew. Chris Webber, in 1993, was the last Warrior rookie to get a triple-double.
Tuesday, May 19th, we relive the game at Madison Square Garden. An unforgettable career-high 54-point night for Steph as we listen in to some of the sounds of the game from that February evening in 2013 on the Warriors Radio Network.
Curry takes it to the far side, waits and gets a screen, goes away from the screen, dribbles, gets the pick now, turns and shoots the three. It's ridiculous! That had no chance of going in, turning White shoulder. Steph Curry is out of his mind.
I always feel like that. I always feel like I have that red and white on. That's the school that trained me to play the way I do. So I have that confidence every time I come out, but kind of resemble the last 12 minutes we played West Virginia up here a couple years ago. So I remember that game. That was my first time playing in the Garden.
Here's Curry behind the back, gets a glow daylight, knocks it down again. It's all white light for Steph Curry.
It is tough. You want to be able to celebrate a performance like that with a win, especially on the road, especially with D-Lee and Bogut and B-Rush not here. So we were pretty down on the bench with the personnel that we usually expect. So this would have been a big win for us. But, I mean, I'm just blessed to have played the way I did and have a chance to win it down the stretch. I can't be mad at that, but try to get them when they come out to Oracle next time.
Curry with a 2-on-2, pull-up three, yes! Wow!
Wednesday, May 20th, it's a playoffs game from 2013 with the Warriors taking down the Denver Nuggets in Game 4 of the first round as we listen into our Warriors TV recap from Oracle Arena.
Lawrence Scott, Warriors TV at Oracle Arena after a tremendous night on Warriors ground. The Warriors taking a 3-1 lead in this series with a 115-101 win over Denver. And Stephen Curry ruled the night, 31 points with 6 threes, 7 assists, 22 points in the third quarter. Here's Coach Jackson commenting after the game about Curry and his take on how national media types are saying that a superstar is being born.
Those guys are just coming to the hospital. The baby has been born already. we've been watching it all year long. He's put this team on his back. He's made plays. He is an elite basketball player, and it's great to see.
And again, Curry, just tremendous, playing with an ankle issue and getting poked in the eye, but he wouldn't be stopped. And not just Steph making this happen, but a total team effort from the jump. Andrew Bogut enforcing and setting a tone. 12 points and some hard-nosed play. Jarrett Jack outstanding as well. 21 points and 9 assists. Off the bench, Carl Landry delivers 17 points, helping fill the void with the Warriors missing David Lee. And you can't forget Draymond Green, a career-high 13 points and a couple of threes. Everyone involved, the crowd was in a frenzy most of the night, and the Warriors roll to their third straight win in this series.
This is a big stage, and we had a great opportunity tonight to protect our home court and go up 3-1 and
and kind of seize control of the series, and now we have an opportunity to, you know, close it out if we continue to play the way we've been playing. So, you know, every play that leads up to winning is, you know, huge for us, whether I'm doing it or anybody's doing it. Defensively, we did a great job in the second half to try to slow down their threats, and I'm just trying to do my part.
All right, the San Antonio Spurs await the winner of this series, and the Warriors have a chance to close out the series Tuesday night in Denver. Much more to come. This is the NBA playoffs on Warriors TV.
Thursday, May 21st, it's a flashback to a game winner from Steph against the Dallas Mavericks on what was Dub Nation night.
Warriors TV looking back at the first ever Dub Nation night at Oracle Arena, an evening all about celebrating the passion of Warriors fans while connecting through the power of social media. And with the Warriors taking down the Mavericks, Dub Nation erupted when Stephen Curry hit the game winner and then took the celebration directly to the fans.
It's a huge night, Dub Nation night. We know how important they are to our success when we play here at home, bringing that noise and the energy. It was amazing. So once we, you know, that buzzer went off, we got the win just to be able to celebrate and look into the crowd and basically say thank you for, you know, what they do, what they bring to the game and to this atmosphere is huge.
Curry will take it to the timeline. Here we go. Down to 17 seconds. A difference of one between the two clocks. Curry guarded by Calderon. 10 on the shot clock, waits for Bogut, gets his screen. Curry now guarded by Marion, backs up, has space with five, with four, dribbles on Marion, fades, pump fake, fadeaway jumper, got it! With 1.5 to go, Curry!
We didn't call a timeout, so, you know, they didn't get a chance to get their defense set. And once you, you know, come down and take your time, obviously we try to get the last shot, you know, got an ISO, was able to kind of lull him to sleep with the pump fake and get a good look at it, and, you know, thankfully it went in. So, you know, we had to fight hard as a group to get back into the game, and thankfully we won.
Now Calderon gets it, throws it in, no time, it's no good, the game's over. The Mavs thought they had a timeout, they didn't. And Calderon's heave from midcourt is no good. The Warriors thought they were calling timeout. Confusion reigned, but Steph Curry has won the game.
Friday, May 22nd, the week of re-airs wraps up with Steph's 51-point performance against Dallas, where he had 10 threes in a win where the commissioner was in the house on a February night at Oracle Arena in 2015.
Stephen Curry with a scorching night shooting the ball, 51 points as the Warriors beat Dallas, and Steph's stat line was eye-popping, 10 three-pointers in this game. He was hitting many clutch shots. He was 16 of 26 from the field, and the Warriors were down 22 early, but they clawed back, Curry pacing the comeback, while Klay Thompson added 18 points as he had four trays. The Warriors separating from the Mavs on what was a very memorable night from Curry and crew, 128 to 114, the final.
This is my best win at home, for sure. I've never shot like that in Oracle. All my crazy games have been on the road, so it's special to have one at home in front of the crowd that has been so faithful for a long time, and obviously we got the win, which is huge against a great team. So I don't know where it ranks, but this is a big win for us as a team, coming off a back-to-back against a team that really punched us in the mouth in the first quarter, and we found a way to win.
Sometimes Steph plays his best when we're down big, and he just senses that he has to put the Superman cape on, and he's so good at it. He loves the freedom of being down and saying, all right, I'm gonna let it fly, and I'm gonna bring us back, and that's what he did.
Also part of this evening on Warriors Ground was a visit from NBA Commissioner Adam Silver, taking part in a Facebook Q&A with Dub Nation and joining the TV broadcast with Jim and Fitz. Before the game, Warriors executive board member Jerry West and GM Bob Myers presenting Steph and Klay with their All-Star jerseys, and we've got four games left before All-Star weekend, and it starts Friday in Atlanta against the Hawks.
Ball game's over, Warriors win, and the Golden State Warriors are now 31 games above 500, 39-8. They beat the Dallas Mavericks 128-114 on the strength of the second 50-plus game in Steph Curry's career.
It's obviously not just me, you know, making shots. It's everybody has to be in attack mode to keep defense on their heels, to get the defense on their heels if we don't have that kind of momentum. And for us to come back the way we did in the first half, being down 20-plus and
says a lot about the resiliency of this team and where we're trying to go.
In the weeks to follow, more Making of a Champion re-airs featuring Klay Thompson and Draymond Green are in store. I'm Lawrence Scott. Thank you so much for listening.
This has been Warriors Sound Live.
Right side three. Got it!